When you and your child are walking in the street and approached by a stranger telling you, your kid is born to be a star, and here's my card, join my agency, be aware this might be fraud. As recently, China Central Television has carried a report about these companies, so-called companies, looking for child stars, and actually there's fraud involved.
Yes, actually Mr. Wang was the victim of such fraud because his daughter was spotted by a talent scout when she was playing around in a shopping mall with her parents. The talent scout told them that Wang's daughter is very talented, and after some tests and interview, the company offered a 3-year contract for that little girl, but don't wait for the neck here. That is, Mr. Wang has to pay 79,000 yuan per year, and the company will train his daughter and make her a star. So basically, the company promised to make her star and promised to give the little girl a gold award at a top international competition held in the U.S. So it's more like buying a gold award for your little girl kind of thing to me. And after joining the competition, they realized that it is actually the case. So after paying the 79,000 yuan per year, they still have to pay for the award. And it's 150,000 yuan for a gold award, 100,000 yuan for silver award. So they even have this price tag on that award, which makes it no award, just a kind of a souvenir. And they're paying for the souvenir, and they believe they'll become stars, and that's how they got to be the victim of a fraud.
Do you think that this father honestly did not know what's coming? Because if you're already buying the trophy, then I don't understand how he would think that, oh, this is, you know, something that's rewarded to my little girl for her talent and those kind of things. What do you think, Tony?
This is a very different concept. In the States, typically people go to, you know, acting schools, and then they're selected by, you know, certain people from their, you know, connections and who they know. So this strategy is new by me. I think it's very clever, if I could say anything about it. But I mean, I could imagine paying this amount of money and not getting what was promised. It must be, this is the kind of story that makes you kind of lose hope on humanity. It's really, really rough.
Oh, well, the thing is, do you think one can pay a handsome amount of money to become a star? Because to me, as someone who doesn't know very much about the entertainment business, I would have thought that there's some level of natural talent and hard work honing your skills in acting or singing. Or these days, I guess people can just sort of be a very animated version of themselves and earn big amounts of money in reality shows. But you need some ability of performing in this.
I just feel like if the money is invested in the right place, perhaps with the right agency or with the right person who has prior experience in show business, then perhaps it won't be a bad investment. Maybe this person will actually know people that can guide the child in the right direction, and that likelihood of them being successful, you know, it's a bit more possible. But to just randomly, I think as a parent, you really have to question the credentials of who's making this offer. So I think there was a little bit more research on the parent's side that probably needed to have been done before they paid this exorbitant amount of money.
And in the good old days when life is simple, we've all heard the story of, well, I just accompanied my friend to go to that audition, and then I got the part, and I'm famous, I own a lot of money, but I still think about that one audition. But I don't think that's very much true for now, because nowadays it is very easy for people to get the exposure they need. They can easily go on some certain video sharing apps or live streaming apps. If you really got the talent, you can you can go attend some competition and there will be directors see you, spot you, and find you. It's not as much as playing in the mall and being found by a talent scout. It's not that time anymore. And the fact that the company is asking them to pay that amount of money, that's red flag flashing, I think.
Mm-hmm. Well, so the... Are you saying, Nyoholin, that gone are the days when these agents or, I suppose they're agents.
Mm.
These people that are out searching for talent, do they no longer do that in the streets or busy, fashionable areas in cities? But now maybe the business model of spotting and scouting for talent has completely changed. That is, moved online and maybe through connections or... I don't know what they're called. So basically just coming into the studios and auditioning. So.
I would assume so, because it sounds like a much cost-effective way to find your actor.
Yeah. Okay, one of the all-time idols of Chinese people of various generations, Lin Qingxia. I don't know her English name, unfortunately, but she's about 60 now, still a beautiful lady, and I think she's beautiful inside out. And she was spotted on the streets, well, I guess 40 years ago. But I guess that kind of thing just doesn't really happen anymore. And now what's really... alarming for parents to know here is that no longer are young people that are pursuing the dream of becoming famous. They're not necessarily the target anymore. It's little kids.
Yeah.
And it's really targeting the parents, isn't it? Because they're the ones that are shelling out.
Yes. And also one little note is that actually there are bad people on the internet trying to approach primary schoolers that have the ability to go online and chat with people, but do not really have the ability to identify bad people, and just asking them to send in photos and sometimes asking them to also ask their parents to pay for the training, everything. So be aware of that as well.
There's just so many... pitfalls.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tony, what do you think about all of this?
Well, I, you know, in American society, we have the classic cases of, you know, Michael Jackson and Macaulay Culkin, who were enormous child stars. And they had some really, really rough upbringings. You know, Michael Jackson recalled being very lonely and sad. And, you know, he was abused to continue rehearsals. So he would often look at children outside and cry because he felt like he wanted to be a normal child.
Yes.
And it's just, there's just so many different factors to being a child star that it's just, it's very traumatic for people. I think it's a very unnatural way to grow up. So
yeah.
I question the whole phenomenon, really.
Yeah. Well, certainly I think parents need to really think it through. Is this in the best interest of your child? Although the kids might really enjoy it, having some fun until they realize the effects later. That's it for today's roundtable. Bye-bye, everybody.